Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we welcome you to It's All in the Word again. Your host, Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank each and every one for listening to this broadcast, and I hope that I have said something that gives you encouragement and that will lift you up and that will bring joy unto your heart. Right now, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, I love you more than anything. I just want to tell you, you are the center of my life, Lord God. Lord God, you are so awesome in what you do every day, Lord. Every day you wakes me up to a brand new day. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I worship you in spirit and in truth. Because of who you are, you is Lord of Lord, you is King of Kings, you is Alpha and Omega, you the first and the last, you the bread of life, you the water of life, you the conqueror of death, you the good shepherd, oh Lord, and so much more. I can't begin to tell you who you are, the great I am, Lord God. Lord God, you've been so good to me down through the years. You have kept me 70 years, Lord God. Lord God, and I just want to say, Lord, I thank you. You gave me a portion of my head, Lord God. You healing my body, Lord God. I just want to thank you for being my healer, for being my provider, for being my hope for today and tomorrow, for being my way when I don't see no way, my bridge over troubled water, Lord God, my heart fixer, my mind regulator, my burden bearer, Lord God. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Bless those that are incarcerated, Lord God. Let them know that you, God, and beside you, there's no other God. Let them realize that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. Look in on those in the hospital, Lord. Some of them might have cancer, some of them might have AIDS. But let them look to the hills from whence coming all their help. Let them know that all their help comes from you. Let them realize that you is a healer. Give them the faith to believe that you will heal them no matter what manner of diseases they have. You is a healer, Lord God. Lord God, in the nursing home, Lord God. Some don't have nobody to come and say a word to them, Lord God. Put it on somebody's heart and mind to go there and speak a word of encouragement to them, Lord God. Let them know that they're not alone, Lord God. Let them know that you'll be with them until the end of the world, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Keep us all in your divine care, Lord God. Don't let us out of your sight, Lord God. Walk with us, Lord God. Talk with us. Make your abode within us, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for so much. We thank you for this day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow is not promised, Lord God, but we live in hope that we will see another day, Lord God. Let it be a good day, Lord God. Let it be a prosper day, Lord God. A day of blessing, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for all that you is doing and our life and all that you have done, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We can't give you enough. We can't serve you enough, Lord God. But what we have, we give it unto you, Lord God. We give you our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. We love you, Lord God, and we adore you, Lord God, because you is Lord of Lords, Lord God, and King of Kings, Lord God. You Emmanuel, Lord God. You the Prince of Peace, Lord God. You say you will give us peace if we keep our mind stayed on thee. And I'm trusting and I'm believing in your word, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, today we're going to be teaching on something that we all can get some out of the lesson. Is that every promise that God made, he is able to fulfill. Paul said this in Romans 4:21, Paul said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, meaning God, he is able also to perform. Fulfill means to satisfy, be content, happy, develop one ability or character. Persuaded means causing someone to do something through reasoning with them or argument. Convince. Perform means to meet the requirement of act in a show. Now, Paul knew what God could do. God had proved himself to Paul over and over again. Paul didn't have no doubt. Paul had faith. He believed in God full-heartedly. God made us promises all throughout the Bible. If you read your word and study your word, you know some of the promises that God made us. We know that we might not remember all of what we read, but take your pencil, a marker, and underline some of the stuff in your Bible so you can go back to it and try to remember the scripture. He told us to prove him. We got to believe his word. We got to trust every promise that he made to us. One of the main promises he made to us is salvation. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, what a promise. Just believe that he was raised from the dead. You shall be saved. And once you get saved, you need something to keep you saved. And that something is the Holy Spirit. It will lead you, guide you, teach you, and keep you. That's the only thing going to keep you. You can't keep yourself. But the Holy Spirit can keep you if you want to be kept. First John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Then he's going to do something else. He's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that a promise? In 1 John 2:1-2 verse say, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. He is sitting there. He is our lawyer. He is pleading our case. Whatever we sin, whenever we sin, he is there pleading us. You see the blood. You see the blood. The blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary. You see the blood that he shed of our sins. 2 John 2, that verse says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. He wants us to prosper spiritually and financially and physical and be in health, even as our soul prosper. He gave us salvation through the blood. And some of us is still complaining. We're not satisfied. We're ungrateful. We stiff-necked. We hard-headed. Hard-hearted. We don't appreciate nothing. Don't even appreciate him dying. And we should love him with all we got for what he did for us. If it had not been for the blood that he shed, we would be a lost world without him. We'll be in complete darkness. We'll be completely lost. God, he never failed. Is there anything too hard for God? No, not nothing. He is faithful to his word. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Then he tells us in 6:33, tell us, but seek you first. Out of all you do and all you want, just seek God first. the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. God knows we need a place to stay. He knows we need food to eat. He knows we need clothes to wear. He knows we need an automobile to get back and forth to our job. He already knows this, and he will fulfill each and every one of our needs. Then he gives us some of what we want. He tells us, he said, ask me, and it shall be given. Seek me, look for me. Open up your heart, and I'll come in. And ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. He made us this promise. He able to keep every one of them. You got to trust God's plan for your life. Get a personal relationship with God. Follow his direction for your life. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your way, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now, what a promise. He done told us what to do, to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. He will give us direction when we don't know what to do. Trust God. Trust his plan. He will make a way out of no way. God sees the future. We don't. But God do. He will never let you down. Nor will he disappoint you. Most of all, if we get baptized with the Holy Spirit, it will lead you, it will keep you, it will teach you, and it will guide you into all truth and righteousness. Only the pure in heart shall see God. He became sin for us that we will be made the righteousness of God. He died that we might live. What a love he had for us. God gave all that he had. And that was his only begotten son. That was Jesus. God, people need to look at some of the promise that God made to us. David said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. How many of us delight ourselves in the Lord? And he will give us our heart desire. Then David said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, now his seed begging bread. He told us in 37:26-29, he is ever merciful, and he lives, and his seed is blessed. For the Lord loves judgment and forsake not his saints. He will not forsake us. He will not turn his back on us. He won't leave us, not forsake us. What more can we ask for? When we're going through our trials and our tribulation, God is there with us. He is there bringing us through the situation. That's why Paul said, be content whatever you find yourself, state you find yourself in, to be ye contented. Because he won't leave you and he ain't going to forsake you. No matter where you at or what you're doing, he is there. He is watching you. Every second and every minute of the day. And one thing about God, you cannot hide nothing from God.
You can hide it from man. You can deceive man. You can lie to man, but you can't lie and deceive God. No time. He'll preserve us forever, but his seed, the seed of the wicked, shall be cut off. Them liars and all those wicked people, evil, malice in their heart, hatred in their heart, they shall be cut off. But the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. If we live God's word, get in his word and study his word. If you don't know his word, you can't live his word. You can't do his word. You can't pray his word. You can't sing his word. And you can't preach his word. If we live God's word and have faith in his word, we will live with him forever. Say, in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a promise. He promised us that mansion, that we would live with him forever. He promised us eternal life. No more sickness, no more crying, no more death, no more cancer, no more diabetes, no more heart trouble, no more AIDS, no more sickness or anemia, no more leukemia, none of that. We don't have to worry about our light bill, our gas bill, our car note, our mortgage bill, none of that, because we have a home in glory already been prepared for us. He blessed them, blessed our finances.
Isn't that something? How he gonna bless our finances?
He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, with all, it should be measured to you again. That God love a cheerful giver. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Because you bless just to have it to give. Proverbs, a trust in the Lord, put your complete trust in God. On the Lord with your suffering and with the first fruit of your increase, so shall your barn be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. We're going to look at Deuteronomy 28,
and we're going to see some of the promise that God made us. Let me just get it. Chapter. And this is some of the promises that God made to us. He said, and it shall
come to pass, if you hearken me to listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all his commandments, not some, but all his commandments, which I commanded you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken, listen unto my voice, the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, children, and the fruit of your ground, your crops, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cane, the flocks and your sheep, your herd. Blessed shall be your basket in your store. The storehouse will be full. Blessed shall be you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. No time limit on your blessing. Lord God shall cause your enemy who rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Because the Lord will fight your battle. That's why. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in that you set your hand unto, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God giveth. The Lord shall establish you an holy people unto himself. And he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way, and all people of the earth shall see that you were called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plentiful in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto your father to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you will listen unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. For the promise that God made unto us about his blessing. He has so many blessings for us, but we won't attain those blessings unless we trust God and just do what he asks us to do. His commandment is not grievous. You got to have a made-up mind. If your mind is made up to do what he tells you to do, then you will do it, and you will be blessed. The reason we don't get our blessings, because we walk by sight and not by faith. When we don't see no way, oh, we crying, we moaning, we praying, we about to give up, we don't know what to do. God wants you to look to the hills from whence coming all your help, and believe and know that all your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Mean to tell me God created man in his own image. He made the heaven and the earth. He hung the stars, the moon, the sun, and we still don't believe him. Most of all, he sent his son down through 40 and two generations. He took all our sin upon himself and bore our sin. He done told you all power when he arose, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. To get to God, we must go through Jesus Christ. He was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, and we still don't appreciate him, still don't want to obey him and do what he asks us to do. We're complaining, we're mumbling, we're grumbling, we're fussing, instead of just obeying God, saying, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. I'm going to trust you and obey. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now to him who is able to do exceedingly more than we can even imagine, abundantly much, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Do we have any power working in us? Then John came along and told us something. He said, if you abide in me, abide is to comply. It means to obey, to observe, and follow. Can we do that? If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and this shall be done unto you. God made all these promises to us. He is God. He cannot lie, nor come short of his word. He's God all by himself. Whatever God said in his word that he would do, that is just what he's going to do. We got to trust his word. We got to read his word. We got to study his word. We got to meditate on his word. We got to pray his word. We got to preach his word. We got to sing his word and everything. We have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But his grace and his mercy, new mercies every day, every single day, new mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me to keep your word. Help me not to sin throughout the day. Help me to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Don't let the flesh overtake me. Realizing that Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. But one thing about you, you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, much. We know that we can't do this by ourselves. That's why we need a helper, the Holy Spirit, to speak to our heart. Don't let Satan make his abode, because Satan know you. He know your strength. He know your weakness. And he know how to get you. He knows that. But let the Holy Spirit direct you. It will direct you in every way that you have to go. It will direct you. It will never fail you. God will never fail. God is too holy. He's too righteous to lie. Man will lie to you. Man will deceive you. But God will never deceive you. He won't lie to you. And God will come through for you. If you have exhausted all your resources, don't know what to do and where, who to turn to, always turn to God. He'll be right there for you. He is kind. His goodness. And he loves us so much. He wants to see us prosper. He wants to see us happy. He don't want to see us worry and being out of shape. He just wants us to trust him. And he will come through. May God bless you. May God keep you. May him smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the word. God bless.